Hello.
What up?
We're back with the bonus Q&A episode.
Number two Q&A. And
yes,
I'm going to start with an apology for the last episode that we recorded. I was literally half asleep after we finished it, and that was the night of the, like, tornado warning and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, half asleep, trying to get the podcast uploaded, and somehow cut off, like, the last minute. It was actually kind of good of me ranting about bitches hating on me for my C-section, but it was literally about 1 minute left. And also forgot to add in the podcast intro music. I added in, like, The Walking Dead and the... just a tip, but yeah, so my bad, guys, but try not to.
It happens.
I know.
We're still learning.
Randall only struck me once for
it. Yes, she paid dearly. Well, we actually had a lot of participation and a shit ton of questions, so. There's a few that we didn't get to last week because we were running over, so we're going to make sure we hit on those. And
let's do this.
We'll dive right in. The first one is one of Rachel's that was left over. She wanted to know, what's the best date you two have been on?
The best date? Oh, that's a good question. I mean, you have this look on your face like you know exactly, because you've had time to think about these.
I'm trying to stay away from the microphone when you're talking so Rachel doesn't hear me breathing like a bulldog.
Well, that's valid because I can hear you breathing.
Absolutely. I know it's valid. So I'm trying to dive away.
Okay. So best date we've ever been on. I mean, all that pops in my head is like snowboarding shit.
I'll take this one.
Okay.
The best date to me was early on. And we went to the Claremont Lounge and to MJQ. And
that was all me.
Severely drunk. We didn't drive. We actually got a cab ride.
Took a cab all the way from Midtown.
Downtown Atlanta to...
what was that, an $80 cab
ride? Our home in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
It's not in Chattanooga.
But I remember specifically, we had had a lot of drinks in MJQ. And I walked out and... told a police officer, "Don't worry, sir, we're not driving." And we took
excuse me,
cab.
Officer.
But I had never been to the Claremont Lounge at that date, so it was a cool downtown early introduction date.
That was how I initiated you to Atlanta.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was a fun night.
If you're gonna even think about moving here, or if you visit here, you got to go to the Claremont Lounge. Classic.
For those of you that don't live here or never heard of it, it is a place where old strippers go to die.
See, that's so terrible to say it that way.
But that's the common, you know, title put on it, but it's an awesome place. It's good music.
Those
it's
ladies
cheap
make
beer,
good fucking money, I
and
bet.
And they're actually the nicest people on earth. I mean, you don't go there for the strip portion. That is strictly a novelty. There's a few freaks that go there and love it, but for that reason. But, you know, we do have a beer can downstairs at our bar in our basement signed by Blondie, who crushed it with her tits.
Yeah. She's the legend from Claremont Lounge. And that night, I mean, we saw her a few times there, but...
well, she ended up becoming my friend. Me and her would talk all the time.
Yeah, she was super nice. Like, she crushed so many beer cans with her tits that, I mean, it looked like they were, like, calloused in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she...
Like, she had worn, like, it wasn't like, you know, like, your hands from where you're lifting weights, but you could see that there was, like...
They were her moneymakers, and they were just flapjacks. I mean, she just straight up used them shits to crush beer cans.
Wind socks.
But it's clearly in the genetics, because her niece was taking over when we stopped going. She was kind of the new attraction, and she crushed beer cans with her ass.
Yes, that was impressive.
And so...
Because that was like all...
The lineage is moving on.
Yeah, like Blondie crushing the beer can with her tits. That's like a lot of like putting it in between your boobs, smushing it with your hands. You know, like her sure. niece that crushes it beer can with her butt. Like that was literally, she would like put it in her butt crack.
It's talent.
And squeeze her butt muscles to crush a beer can. So it was just like all her butt cheek muscles. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
So, okay, no, that's valid. That was so much fun that night. That we went to the Claremont and MJQ.
Yeah. MJQ is a crazy place. I don't, you know, I could never go now as I've gotten older. Enjoy it. It is a...
used to be my favorite place in Atlanta.
Underground, dark, damp.
Smoky.
Reefer being passed around in the open. It is a nightmare. For anyone,
I think now,
once you get older.
Well, and like now I am so bad claustrophobic. Like MJQ was my legit favorite place to go in Atlanta. Like, because they had that one back room where like they always had just like a DJ playing like Michael Jackson or some shit. And, but you, it's underground and there's like no ventilation, it seems, in there. But I'm so, my claustrophobia has gotten... It's at 100, I feel like. And I don't even think I would be able to... I think I'd have a panic attack if I went in MJQ now.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't filmed some of The Walking Dead there. It's a...
Well, because it's a bunker. Club.
Yeah, oh. But it's like a bunker.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. That tunnel that you walk out of is fucking scary.
That's a good point. When the zombie apocalypse hits, that would be a good hideout.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's underground. There's that tunnel in the top, and there is a door down out that back, the back part club. But it's like, the rest of it is pretty secure. Like, it's all concrete.
Yeah.
Gotta keep that in mind when the shit hits the fan.
Well, that's a good one, Rachel. And I don't mind coming through in the clutch with the answer.
Babe.
Her next one is good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you not want your kids to inherit from you?
There's so many things. From me, I don't want him to inherit my vision. He, it seemed, got my eyes. Like, he definitely, he didn't get the color of my eyes, really. His eyes are, he's basically a clone of you. He even has your, like, hazel eyes now. His eyes were bluer when he was younger. They're getting more straight up, like, hazel, like yours. Mm-hmm. The shape of his eyes are still like mine. Like, they're still bigger like mine. But since he was born, I've said, I hope he doesn't inherit my vision, because my vision is dog shit. I've had glasses and or contacts since second grade. Apparently, when I was... I've been blind my whole life. It was confirmed, because before I got glasses, I guess I just thought everybody... Everything was fuzzy to everybody. And on a car trip, when I was probably, I don't know, 6 or 7, we're driving through St. Louis, and my mom was like, look at the arch, you know, the gigantic St. Louis arch. And when you're on the interstate in St. Louis, it's like pretty close. It's humongous. And I couldn't see it. And she thought I was just being a pain in the ass, and was like, oh my God, just lay back down. You're pissing me off. And then finally, when the note came home from my teacher, like, Brooke can't see shit. She's squinting from the back of the class, and I have to put her in the front. And then took me to the eye doctor. The eye doctor put my mom in the chair and was like, here, this is how your daughter sees. And like put the adjusted all the shit. And my mom just about cried and was like, I'm so sorry. So that's number one that I don't want him to inherit from me. He already got my sensitive skin.
For me, it would be my lack of a strong chin or it may be the surplus of the double chin. I'm not sure which one makes it.
But I don't know what you're talking about. And he's a clone of you, so of course he got it.
But my double chin that is inherited from my mom's side of the family, mm-hmm. that doesn't matter if I'm leaner or bigger. That's why no one has ever seen me without facial hair on my chin.
Yeah.
In their life.
As soon as you could grow it.
No one has seen me without it. I've shaved clean one time since I shaved, and
when was
it
that?
Horrified myself. I was younger.
Oh, it was before. Okay.
And it's grotesque. It looks like I'm constantly making the Tommy Want Wingy face if I don't have hair on my chin to help.
Yeah. I've never seen you with no hair.
Take the eyes away from it. So, and it's just an inherited thing. It's all the Wyatts on my mom's side of the family have this yummy gobbler. So hopefully he doesn't either get it all or not to the extent that I tend to have it.
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever you're talking about, he's probably got it because he's legit clone.
Well, yeah, if he gets my ability to grow facial hair, then he can, you know, fix it with his facial
Surely
hair.
Surely he will.
So that would be mine.
All right.
We've got a question from Melissa. Wants to know the worst marriage advice you ever got. And I know this one was easy for me. It was immediate. I was telling Brooke about it the other day. Is before you get married, a lot of people will tell you that it's a 50-50 deal. You know, just marriage is 50-50. It's team split. Do your 50 and, you know, life will be good. But that's total bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, marriage is going to be different percentages at different times. It's going to change. There's parts of marriage where the, you know, mom's way more valuable and going to put more time in than dad, or, you know, however your family structure is built, but it's never going to be an even 50-50. And if you expect it to be,
or sometimes it might be, but you just can't expect it to be all the time.
A marriage thinking this is going to be 50-50 split. And so
I'm not doing 1% over 50.
And so you're doing half. And then if they're not doing what you consider that half, you're fucked.
Right.
It's not 50-50.
You can't.
You have to be a partnership that can compensate and change as the relationship develops, as kids get older, shit changes. You know, kids go from, you know, I've told Brooke that, you know, when Gunner's really young, he depends on her a lot more, and that'll slowly, you know, change as he starts doing things, and it's just the way it is, unless there's a, you know, some sort of a shift in that dynamic. But so it's going to be an evolving thing, and you can't just go in thinking that it's 50-50. And so many people give that out as advice of, you know, just carry your 50% and that's never going
to
work.
It would just be better to say that you're a team and you guys support each other in every way possible, and that's it. There's no percentages put on it.
No, and there's no number. And there's going to be times where you got to carry the load. It's going to be rough. You're going to be putting in, you know, a higher percentage in a certain category. And it all equals itself out if you're in a good marriage. Yeah, and you shouldn't
be keeping score.
Shouldn't be tallying that shit. That's how resentment starts, mm-hmm. and that's the first sign of shit getting off the rails if you're doing that. So
yeah.
It's best to not even think about it.
Good one.
What is the best general advice that you've ever received?
Is that from Melissa too?
Mm-hmm.
General, like not marriage, just general advice.
Yeah, I think it's just the best piece of advice you've ever been given.
What was it? Maybe it was like a cheesy saying, but it's for sure me. But work to live, not live to work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Marshall lives by that credo.
That's exactly who told me, who said that. And I was like, as soon as he said it, I was like, yes.
That's Marshall Parrish's credo.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's a good one. It's true. It's absolutely true. For me, that's actual is a kind of a piece of advice that my Papa George gave me one time. I've recited it one time on a Facebook post after he passed away, but you know, my Papa George wasn't, he didn't talk a whole lot. He wasn't a man of many words, but he was the shit and awesome. And I remember when I was a kid and he was teaching me to, or letting me drive in his old F-150 in the peach orchards. You know, he'd let me like sit in his lap and drive and just give me little pieces of advice. And I remember one time he told me that all you need in life as a man is a good woman, a pickup truck, and a pocket knife.
It sounds like a country song.
I know.
Is that a country song?
I don't know if it is or not, but that's, I remember he just flat out told me that. And it, you know, pretty much covers your necessities.
It does.
If you break it down and, you know.
That is fantastic. That sounds exactly like something Papa George would say. I love that.
I know. And I've never forgotten it. And so that would be mine, Melissa.
That's good.
That's all that you need.
Yep. And then, you know, don't piss in the wind.
Yeah.
When I just thought of that, my mom had to tell me, and my dad, thinking of it, because what we just saw on the news with the floods, like in California, people getting swept away in their cars, is that don't drive if you can't, if water is flooding a street and you can't see the curb, you shouldn't drive on it, because then you really don't know how deep it is and you could float away.
I mean, absolutely, you will get swept away.
And well, and
solid
when
advice.
when we lived in Texas one time, we had driven out to Irving to see my boyfriend at the time and was trying to get home before curfew and a huge rainstorm, and like it flooded the middle of the road. And I was like, fuck it, I gotta make it to the interstate. And I was like, I don't know, 18 and dumb as shit, and started to drive through it. And water came up over my hood, got all up in my trunk too. And like there were some cops and stuff like in the intersection that like ended up having to like push my car like backwards out.
Damn.
My mom was pissed because I got like, yeah, my trunk got all moldy. But Jesus. Yeah, ever since then, I remember her saying, if you can't see the damn curb, don't drive in it.
Well, speaking of pissing in the wind, that segues into one of these questions that I was, it leads into my answer.
Oh.
If you could take back.
Oh, God.
If you could take one back, something that you did to a friend, what would it be?
Oh.
And, I mean, there's millions, depending on how deep you want to, you know, dive into this. But the one that always pops out to me, think about it all the time, is something I did to Seth Bolin, who lived with me in college. We went on a road trip from Florence, Alabama to South Carolina. And he was living with me. He was a year younger than me. I think it was me and Robert. We're going to South Carolina, and we just decided to make Sam and Seth go with us for the ride. Like, I forced Seth. The way I remember it, I think he was even under the weather. And I was like, nope, you're going. And we were in my Mustang.
From Florence to where in South Carolina?
Cowpens.
For a while.
To go see my family.
That's a long drive.
Yeah. And so I think we were in my Mustang, my white one. Could have been a totally different car. There's so many, but we had, me and Robert were taking turns driving, and we'd stopped and gotten like these 32 ounce, I think they were like hot chocolates, maybe a coffee. I don't know, because we were driving to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was hot. I know mine was hot chocolate. Robert's might have been coffee, but I drank it all, and then I had to piss.
Mm-hmm.
This big 32 ounce styrofoam cup. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm pissing in this.
Mm-hmm.
So I pissed in it,
mm-hmm.
filled it up
almost completely.
Uh-huh. And it had, you know, a little bit of hot chocolate in the bottom, so it was chocolatey piss.
Gross.
And I was like, dear God, I filled this up way more than I expected. I got to get rid of this. And Robert was driving, and I was like, oh, fuck, man. All right, well, I'll roll down the window and toss this out while we're going 80 on the interstate. So I roll down the window. Seath, poor Seath, is sitting in the back seat, snuggled up with like a blanket, like comfortable, cozy, under the
weather.
The
window wasn't down, was it?
No, I rolled it down.
In the front?
Yeah, it's a, the Mustang's just a one,
oh, gotcha,
one door. So I roll down the window, kind of lean toward the middle of the car and chuck it.
What? That's and the worst strategy I've ever heard.
The wind blows every bit of that chocolatey piss onto Seath in the back.
Oh, but that was, I mean, you kind of did that to yourself and him, because then you got piss on the inside of your car.
I know, but it got on like my arm and hand, but covered him.
Oh no.
With 32 ounces of chocolatey piss.
I'd have fucking broken your neck.
And it was bad. And I'm still sorry about that.
That's terrible.
I would take that one back if I could, for all those reasons, but that is just shit to piss on a sleeping friend.
Yeah, that's not good.
Still feel bad about it.
Yeah. So I have, like, the only thing that comes to me now is, like, puking in the back of somebody's car. I've been paid back tenfold for that with karma.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much puke that has happened in my car, so.
Yeah, I'm not a big puker. So it's not a big one that
I've had, mean, it, you know.
I know all about it, though. I mean, definitely. It makes total sense. There's nothing worse than puking in a friend's car. You're totally fucking their life up.
Mm-hmm.
And ruining their shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bad. It's up there on the list of fucked up. Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we'll go into some questions from Shane Brazelton. A.K.A. Braz, A.K.A. Brazzle Tits.
Come back.
Shane also went to school with me, went to college. Well, he lived with us at the college. And he went to high school in Huntsville at a rival school. But
him and Josh Hill both went to that other school.
They both went to Grissom.
Yeah.
And Shane's a big teddy bear, but Nobody better if you need a buddy in a bar fight than that guy. But a little backstory on him is, you know, there was a time and place where Shane is the wildest man I've ever known. He had every reason to be dead 100 times and never come close. But he is the only person I know that is absolutely scared of nothing. Nothing. But his first question, which is kind of what I'm leading into, is why can't I remember anything from college? Well, I can kind of tie it all up into one story with him. He lived with us in the cabin, and I got into a like an altercation one night after being out drinking at the Lion's Den at a gas station in Florence. It's right over the bridge going into Muscle Shoals. I was by myself, and I ended up getting into an altercation with these two guys.
Over what?
I don't even remember, but that's how I got that scar down my hand, because I put my hand through their window.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got, you know, lumped up a little bit, but I remember going back to the house and telling the guys, you know, you're like 20. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, and everybody's all hyped up. Shane turned into fucking John Rambo. And he went and sat in the bushes in front of the house.
Did he put like a ghillie suit on?
Until like daybreak. Like the FedEx guy came and saw him like that morning.
Why was he in that and bushes in front of y'all's house? Did those guys know where y'all lived?
I don't remember. I think we were thinking they would either maybe be coming back. I mean, it was making it more than it was, of course, at that age. But I seem to remember, and I could be mixing my stories, but it makes it sound awesome, that Chris, my brother, like went out and sat with him for a little while and just drank beer with him out there. But the next morning, something happened with Shane and like the FedEx driver or the UPS driver, and he had like a back and forth with him over something out in front of the house. But that just tells you a little bit about Shane before we get into the rest of his questions.
Well, I mean, I can guess why he can't remember anything from college.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. He's a wild man and fun as shit.
And? But
he is one of the few. Everybody thinks they've got friends that, you know, that always have your back. He's one that would never tuck his tail, no matter what. I mean, just unquestionably. So he is totally down. His next question is, who keeps the finances together? We've kind of covered that before. That's definitely Brooke. She handles all the books.
Yes.
I am nowhere near them anymore. I stay away from them.
Yeah. And I mean, we did talk about it before, but it was, you know, Randall tried at first. He's just not the best at it. And then I just kind of nudged my way in there and then nudged him out. Because two people trying to manage the finances
is rough.
It's just, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. As long as you're on top of it, really only one person needs to do it. But, yeah.
How many days can you wear a pair of jeans before you have to wash them?
Okay, that I used to maybe, depending on what I was doing in them, like I would wear jeans maybe twice without washing them. Now I just constantly doing laundry. So I wear them once now and just throw them in the laundry and get them done. But
yeah, I can't rewear them and rewear them if they're being used for anything of any purpose.
But that is valid, though, because I remember there was a time, like, in college and even just as an adult, like,
some people say it's better for the denim.
Yes, and that was where it came. I mean, like, when I was younger, too. But if I, you know, for sure, if, like, we went out to, like, a bar or something, like, those were immediately getting washed. But if it was, like, I mean, I remember going 2-3 days, a pair of jeans.
Well, if you're throwing them on and going to the grocery store and you come back home, I don't think that counts.
No. But yeah, now I'm just such a freak about doing laundry all the time that it doesn't even occur to me that maybe I don't need to wash them every single time.
Underwear or no underwear? Underwear. For me.
Yeah.
I can't sleep nude. To me, it's gross. I just can't do it.
Is he talking about what you sleep in? Or?
I don't know. In general? I can't go underwearless in pants, and I definitely can't sleep without underwear on.
Well, yeah, I for sure wear underwear in pants and in clothes and stuff, but when I sleep, just whatever leggings or shorts or whatever I have on, no underwear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's different. But I'm basically, I could throw on a pair of shorts to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, you're not having your bare ass on your sheets for a week straight with your cheeks pulled apart sometimes while you're sleeping.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sleep naked because Gunner comes in and wakes me up a lot of times.
Also a valid reason, and that's probably in the back of my mind the biggest reason of why I don't, because I can vividly remember my dad slept butt-ass naked.
Well, my parents slept, and that's
and it
probably,
horrified me.
No, my parents probably still do sleep naked, but they just kept their bedroom door locked so that we wouldn't walk in on them. But then there was like I had older sisters that I could go jump in their bed when I was little. Like it was, yeah, there was no running to mommy when I had a bad dream when I was little, because I would try and then be like, God damn it, door's locked.
Gross. Wake up with your damn freshly clean linens halfway up your butt ass sticking to you. No good. Can't sleep bare-assed on the bed. Sorry, Shane. I'm pretty sure you sleep naked. I just feel it.
And I'm guessing he doesn't wear underwear, and that's why he was asking?
Probably not. Yeah, it would not surprise me. Dinner table or couch with the TV on? I can just tell you, yeah, he's asking about dinner.
Yes, we do both.
Definitely a combination of both.
Yeah. Mostly at the coffee table in front of the TV. On the weekends
when we do our Sunday family dinner.
Yeah, we eat at the kitchen table.
We'll eat at the kitchen table.
Or the other night when we ate spaghetti, we ate at the kitchen table. Mainly because I was like, you don't have to come in there with me. But I knew for sure that I would end up with spaghetti all over my pants if I was having to lean over and try to eat spaghetti. That's just not good for me.
Yeah, we eat at the dinner table a lot more now since I had my neck redone.
Mm-hmm.
Just for posture reasons, it's so bad to eat in the living room on the little table.
And I remember when I got table when I was pregnant,
just hunched over.
Yeah, when I was pregnant too, it just popped into my head. There was a point when I got real big that I had to eat at the table because there was no leaning over from the couch to the coffee table. It was not happening.
Is the shower a sacred place or is there enough room for two? If your shower is big enough, by all means.
Yeah.
It can always be shared. You don't always have to, get funky in there either. If you got a big enough shower and you can consolidate the time,
yeah,
why not? Use it for get a little freaky. I mean, whatever you want. But
yeah,
our shower.
We use ours for both. Our shower is too small to do that, but we try.
It is
anyways.
It is very small, and I'm not small. And it is not a pretty situation. So it has to be dire straits or a special occasion.
Or just a random.
That's what I'm saying. Mixing it up or something. It is not the place of choice.
No.
Ours, because it's so small.
Right. And I mean, the most recent time that we tried that, I was like, oh, yeah, this is why we don't do this.
Yeah. This is a comic skit.
It really is. It ends up being more funny.
It becomes cumbersome. So,
and then it becomes a full-on mission.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking get this done. God damn it.
So, it's both, for sure.
Yeah.
When you drop a deuce, do you tell the whole house like I do? No, not in this house.
I mean, but you say I have to go use the crapper.
Sometimes, yeah. If I need to make sure no one's going in there, but I don't come out and be like, everyone go in there.
No. No, it's not.
We're going to go drop the kids off at the pool.
No, it's not a big announcement.
For sure. Our boys do. I mean.
Yes.
Griffin will tell anybody, I'm going to drop two big turds in the commode and
Griffin,
be ready.
Every time we go out to eat and we get in the car, he's like, I can't wait to go home and poop.
And blow that toilet off the hinges. And then Gunner will follow him. And that room is unusable
for a
whole day if those two go back to back.
Well,
it is a danger zone.
Gunner, I mean, it's fine that he announces it because he still needs help afterwards. But yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, try to definitely keep that under wraps, like you said.
It's not a turn on, so yeah, that's not something that we about our own needs. Yeah, that's not being announced.
Do your kids come talk to you when you're in the bathroom like mine do?
For me, yes. Randall, no. I mean, and if I can get in the bathroom without Gunner just coming in there with me and I am able to lock the door, then I do. I mean, Randall locks the door like a smart person.
He'll just beat the door down on you.
But when I go in there without him, as I was just about to say, when I do go in there without him and lock the door, it's not like I really get any peace and quiet or privacy because as soon as I go to the bathroom, he's, where's mommy? And I hear him, doo, 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 doo. And then he comes to the door, mommy! Trying to open it, banging on the door, acting like I've burned him with a branding iron or something, just because I wanted to go pee by myself.
Yeah, and he learned from me early on, the few times he's ever tried it, I will simply ignore him and wait him out, and he quit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to talk back to you. I'm not going to reply to you. And he stopped.
Well, see, in my head, I'm like, if I don't, he's not going to know where I am, and he's going to think I'm gone forever. Oh, yeah. Because as soon as I'm out of the room, he thinks I've left forever, and he'll never see me again.
Steven wanted to know, how many times should couples shag per week? And we kind of hit on this in one of the earlier episodes, but I'll say it again. We've agreed 5 is a good number per week.
John wants to say hello. Obviously, hi.
I bet they can hear him.
Oh, can you hear? Are you sniffing?
Yep.
Yeah.
I bet that got picked up.
Oh my God,
Johnson! God, you stink, sir.
His
get down.
Smells so bad. I love you, pup, but you gotta go.
Get down, Johnson. Get away. If you guys had a daughter,
get down.
What would her name be?
Well, for years we were saying, like, we had both talked about wanting to name a little girl Dylan, but recently I brought up Georgia, which could be for Papa George.
Yep, both are good. I like both.
So one of those. Hopefully we can get the chance to do that one day.
Yep.
Within a year.
1 year left of giving it a go.
I know. Which, as everybody just found out, if we have a minimum of 5 times a week, if I don't get pregnant, it is not for a lack of trying.
Yeah. If I do the math, that's like 200,000 times.
I mean, because it's not, for sure, one of those times is going to be when I'm ovulating. I mean, come on. It's got to be. I'm not trying to figure out when or doing any kind of calculations on that, because that, but
we'll see.
I
think it will definitely be one of those two names. We're pretty sold on it. But
yeah, we can.
Obviously, if we do have another one, it'll be another boy.
It'll probably be a boy anyways.
And with all boys, there's...
Yeah. Oh, and Georgia would be another G, which would be fine. That's one that... It wouldn't be necessarily...
Obnoxious, but fine.
Well, and it's not because it's a... G name. No. I just think it would be nice that it does go with Gunner and Griffin, but yeah, I mean,
that one's not even on purpose. We just like that name. I never even thought of it as another G till you just said it.
But I mentioned it like a couple months ago because of when I heard Georgia Hardstark on that podcast I listened to talking about, she was named after her grandfather George, and that's where I was like,
I just never
holy shit
it to the boys. Being,
yeah.
G's also.
Me. Yeah. But yeah, I really like that one. And we live in Georgia, but that's definitely not why. But yeah, I mean, it would more than likely be another boy anyways, which is fine. Would be fine either way. And a boy, I like Hickson right now.
Yes, that's a solid one. I agree. If you could only eat 3 foods for the rest of your life, what would they be? That's simple for me. Be pizza, hot dogs, and tacos.
Pizza. If you could only eat 3 foods, pizza, which gives you the squirts.
It does tend to give me stomach pain.
It gives you a stomach ache.
Because I do not have a gallbladder.
Right. But the fact that that is number one on your list,
it hurts your tummy. It's my favorite food.
I don't know.
And it does definitely give me the hardest time. But
I don't see you for an hour after we eat pizza.
It would be the least healthy diet, but I mean, those, I don't even have to think about that. Those are my 3 favorite foods.
For me, like, since I've been doing this low carb for like a year, it would have been, which I guess it still probably is. Who am I kidding? Some type of cheesy noodles.
So pasta.
Pasta, which I was going to say, since I've been doing low carb, I don't eat as much of it, but there are those low carb noodles that we get.
Yeah.
I still don't eat as much as I used to. Chicken burgers with A1. I can eat the shit out of those.
And then I think you'd eat ice cream sandwiches.
Ice cream sandwiches. Yep. Yep.
Or like those M&M ice cream sandwiches.
Fuck yes.
Forever. Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? And why?
Be invisible, I think.
I would be invisible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because for a couple of reasons. One, my fear of heights has gotten out of control as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
It's to the point of nauseam now. But number two, I'd just like to be able to have shit on everybody.
Right.
And be able to see them in all their compromised positions and laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
See what they're really like. What they're...
Just be able to get a bunch of shit done without anybody bothering you. That's what comes to mind for me.
Mine straight goes to picturing them on the crapper.
Why would you want to go I have see no your idea. Friends on the
I would just want to see what their game face is like, and I would never look at them the same again, but it would be glorious.
Was that from Rachel, too?
Yes. Oh. And the last one is, this isn't for me and you, well, I guess we can answer it, but this is one I want to ask to everyone else, see if anyone will answer back on one of our social media, just because I love this question. If you're a folder, crumpler, or mummier with your toilet paper, which one of the three?
Okay, and yeah, because...
The crumpler, you just crumple up
I know paper. What it means.
I know, but...
The I'm mummy explaining to wrapping them. Your hand.
Yeah, mummy, okay. Where you completely wrap the whole hand.
I didn't know that was a third one.
And
really.
Then folder, where you make the little origami
folds. I'm like a combination of folding and crumpling.
I'm a crumpler all day long.
Yeah, I'm like a combo of folding and crumpling. But yeah, for some reason I was thinking we already had this discussion, but it wasn't this. It was the whether the toilet paper comes over the top of the roll or underneath the bottom. But yeah, it's different.
I think most crumplers are going to be the high risk, high reward folks, because it's a little riskier being a crumpler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can definitely cover more surface area with the fold. I will never do the mummy.
It's just a waste.
It looks stupid.
What's the toilet paper on the back of your hand doing?
What if there's an invisible person watching you and you're mummifying your hand? And yes, it also is excessive on the toilet paper. But so is, to me, folding. You know, crumplers are people that have had hard times. They can make use of...
That's why I think I'm a little bit of a combination. It's like I'll fold it once and then... Yeah, so it's like... economical and efficient.
Well, we want to hear from you guys as far as what you are. Hit us up on the Facebook page or whatever on any of the social media platforms and tell us if you're a folder.
Insta-fuck.
Yeah. If you're a folder, crumpler, or mullier. And also, by the way, I know I've been posting stuff about the t-shirts. We will be coming to a final decision on those soon, because I have to stop designing these things.
It's
taking up all my time. I keep making new ones.
He's becoming obsessed. He's got at least 37 t-shirt designs now. I mean, at one point when I was at work today, I got a text of like 8 new ones. It's like, you got to stop, dude. Like...
And the way it'll be set up, it's pretty awesome with Terminus. Once we've submitted it, we'll have a link that anybody that wants them can go to the site directly, order them, have them shipped to you, everything. And, you know, we get to set the price to where we could either, you know, make money on them or not. We're not going to do that. We're just going to price it, you know, like they're going to give to us. So you'll see whatever price you see. We're not trying to gouge anyone or make any money on them. We're just not going to lose money on them either. So it's cool for
If you want one, go order one. I'm going to want to order one whenever you make a damn decision on which one.
I know.
I don't even know why. I don't know why you keep asking me which one I like, because it doesn't matter. You have to make a decision.
Well, I know, but right now I've got it out on Facebook, and people are voting by their likes, mm-hmm. and the little one with the umbrella is currently in the lead.
I like that one, too.
It is at 4. 4 likes.
That is a 0-4.
And coming in hot right behind it is the king and queen cards and the heart with a big 3.
Likes. Yeah. I mean, that is...
After that...
A nail biter.
Is the one that you like, the kind of Mardi Gras feel heart one. Mm-hmm. Is coming in third.
The one where the two skeletons are looking at each other?
With a whopping 2 likes, yes.
I mean, that is neck... And next.
Yeah, so it could go either way. This could change at any moment. So be prepared. But
it's a barn burner, guys.
Yeah, let us know the answer to our question and get on there and look. And if you want to like one of the shirts to help us make a decision, that would be awesome. And we will be hopefully recording our next real episode with our new equipment. It mostly should all of it should be here enough to record tomorrow.
Yeah. That's what
the mixer, the mics, there's the stands.
Like, yeah, there's like one or two things that I forget which, or I won't be here till next week, but yeah, we'll see once we get all that stuff.
Unless we can't figure it out, and then we're just gonna set this one up and use it.
Yeah, or then we're gonna reach out to John from Brand X and see if he can help us.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm looking forward to that. That'll be cool. I won't have to break our necks to be at the same level with this.
Yeah, I'm growing weary of both of us leaning into the same. No, mic. We can use this as like if we ever have a guest.
It could be that.
This could be
sure.
The guest mic.
I was also thinking that. We could let Jordan use it sometime for her videos because you can voice over videos and shit. And she makes all those cool videos. So maybe that too. But we'll see. But that is it for the questions. We got them all.
Yeah.
So we are caught up and
sweet.
We will see you all Monday. But please make sure to go fuck yourself.